SDNminerals.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And again, of course, all of you good guys and girls, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you on this cloudy and cold day here in Minnesota, 15 degrees, Tuesday, December 6th, 2011. Yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guys. Now, folks, just so we can bring it and throw it out on the table for all to see that we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise, yes, indeed, America, we are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. Now, again, as usual, if you'd like to be a part of the show, this is your radio program. We would like for you at any time to feel free to weigh in as long as you stick to the topic. 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I like that monotone. Here, let's do it again. Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Do you like that enthusiasm?
Drain it.
Totally. We are turning talk radio into do radio. We are the cleanup crew here at the Sun. Wow.
Hey, going, go!
I'd like to say this on the behalf of Kathy back there. Impressive. Now she's catching on.
Good old Kath.
Pretty good after, what, 10 years now?
Nice job,
I'm
Kath.
Totally playing Kath.
Catching on.
All right, I'm gonna hang on to that dinner she's offering me right now. A real quick heads up, folks, before we get to our radio show today. What's up with all the homosexual crimes?
Oh yeah, coming out like crazy.
Here, let me explain this one for you. New York mayor, after allegations. Here's their allegations. Mm-hmm. It's on film.
It's on a website.
It's only an allegation, folks, but now they have it on film. And he's retiring.
Yeah,
because
you know,
he's been busted with a male escort, the New York mayor.
But that will be proud of everything that I've done in America and being the mayor. I'm
Can we? No, it's New York. I just read it. It's New York. There's a New York mayor and New Jersey mayor, but they're talking about the same guy. Really confusing. Could this have anything to do with maybe the bestiality that they want to promulgate in the military? And it started in New York where they want to indoctrinate kids.
Sure.
That bestiality is okay. You know, as a matter of fact, yesterday we were talking about this here. I'm just going to go ahead and try to trigger your memory, folks. I'm going to play this music for you, and then I'm going to lay it out for you.
Is it the carnival? Going to the carnival. I love the carnival.
Do you?
Yes.
I want to go.
I want a slushy and cotton candy.
What
and,
kind?
I love the big clowns, the big red nose.
Well, here, let me show you a clown. Okay. Now, yesterday when I played that, I was, of course, exemplifying yours truly, the leader of Barnum and Bailey's circus, Jay Carney.
The circus.
Now, that same question was asked to him. And, folks, I might be speaking condescendingly about this individual, but I want you to consider one thing. Before anybody might, you know, get angry with Bradley or Jake on the Sons of Liberty, this is your government, folks, that is trying to promulgate bestiality in your military. Let's throw down sodomy laws. Let's set ourselves, I got it, let's set ourselves against the God of heaven. What he says is an abomination. Let's go ahead and try to normalize it so we can rule that way through tyranny rather than through law.
Yeah.
Listen to what an individual asked him today and look at how it was played out at the very end. This is a question that was proposed to Jay Carney, the leader of Barnum and Bailey's circus.
He's a carnival.
I'm sorry, Obama's circus and George Soros' circus.
It is my circus.
I lay this to your feet, America. Listen carefully.
Lester.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe it? I'm in the holiday spirit.
The family research.
Is everyone okay?
No, just stop for a second. Just stop for a second. Listen to the disdain that he's showing for a reporter, okay, in the White House, for the very laws that they're trying to promulgate on the people. He went to Lester, disrespected him in front of all the reporters. Why? Because he's asking real questions, folks. He's not handpicked to play up to the politicians. He's asking real questions. Jay's in a good mood. He said it's because of the holiday spirit. Wait a second. Why are you not showing him the same respect that you would show any other reporter? Maybe because he's not bought and paid for. Come on, folks. Call me crazy, but let's bring it to the light. Go on, Kerry.
Both reported a 93-7 U.S. Senate vote to approve a defense authorization bill that, quote, includes a provision which not only repeals the military law on sodomy, but also repeals the military ban on sex with animals or
bestiality.
Does the commander-in-chief approve or disapprove of bestiality in our own country?
Play that.
I don't have any comments on. I don't have any comments on that. Let me get another.
Does
question.
The president believe?
Let's get to something more serious.
Okay, stop. Stop now for something that they're advocating. Barnum and Bailey here, Obama's circus leader, didn't want to answer the question, but yet 93 people in your government tried to pass this, folks, and ram it down your throat without answering the question that this individual is bringing forth. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We'll be right back, and we'll fire you up for the next round.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
This is the
first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it. And I really appreciate your witness, just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Boy, I'll tell you, if you're not angry by now, I don't know what's going to make you angry, folks. But this is getting out of hand. Your government officials are being uncovered like crazy for gay sex. They're being called out for gay sex, and then they're resigning after they're found out. Why are they resigning, folks? Allegations with photos? Hello? Have they been doctored, perhaps, now that they've got them on film? They've got to be something because, you know what? Me and all my friends, we're real good at covering ourselves up.
Yeah.
We're good. No, you're not. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and there's nothing hid that shall not be made known. Where have you been? The eyes of the Lord look to and fro, beholding the good and the evil in all places. Where have you been? A sparrow will not fall to the ground that our Father in heaven will not see. Where have you been? And you reap what you sow. He knows the very hairs of the of your head. He knows the number of the hairs upon your head. No, you can't cover things up. All things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. Where have you been? No, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed. It will all be made known and manifest. And why? Because the law of God is always perpetuating itself in the spirit to manifest itself to the natural man. You cannot cover up wrong before God. You cannot cover up wrong before man because he's always pulling down the curtain so you can see exactly what's going on. But when they get busted, they act shocked when they're busted.
Yeah.
And the other question is, Mr. New York Mayor, if you're advocating bestiality, why is that? Because of the sins that you yourselves are promulgating and committing against God. What God said is an abomination and you want to advocate it as being normal. And you work against the people. You work against freedom. You work against yourself. You're in a war that you will not win when you spit against heaven, for you will surely fall on your back. Now, folks, I was talking about how the New York mayor is resigning because of the photos that are surfacing after he had sex with a male escort. Remember, in New York, they're advocating bestiality in public schools, which I'm sure is going to be shut down pretty soon. Yesterday, Jake was talking about how when those people actually bring forth these bills, they need to be held liable legally for what they're advocating.
That's right.
So what they did is they actually, one individual, a real reporter on the behalf of America and those that love our republic, asked a real question to the clown, Jay Carney, who stands up for the one that sits in George Soros' lap named Obama, the ventriloquist. And when they're being asked the question, he goes to the reporter and shows disdain and disrespect. Listen to all the other reporters, folks, in the room. Notice there was only one asking the real questions. Right. Listen to the response of the other reporters in that room just to show you how far and few it is that we're at, that are actually willing to bring to the surface or to leave no stone unturned to get you the facts. Listen to this piece again of this reporter asking the clown, Jay Carney, a question.
Lester.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe it? I'm in the holiday spirit.
The Family Research...
Is everyone okay?
The Family Research Council and CNS News both reported a 93-7 U.S. Senate vote to approve a defense authorization bill that, quote, includes a provision which not only repeals the military law on sodomy, but also repeals the military ban on sex with animals or bestiality. Does the commander-in-chief approve or disapprove of bestiality in our armed forces?
I don't have any comments on that. Let me give you another
question. Does the president believe
let's get to something more
be approved
serious.
Yes, by all animals?
I've learned my lesson. I'm done. Lester, I think we'll let everybody get a chance here. Go ahead.
Okay, now again, folks, come on.
What's wrong with just saying
folks, 1-877-807-9977, what are your thoughts? What is your response to this? This is your government that will advocate the crime, and then when asked when they advocate and what they advocate, they want to hide and run. They want to run and hide from it, but you can't run and hide. Give us a call. Weigh in. 1-877-807-9977. And another topic. Jake was, during the break, going through, scanning through the headlines as to what's going on from reliable sources. And what did you tell me?
Yeah, Ms. Michelle Bachmann was actually at a book signing, and a little boy was ushered up to the podium where Michelle was with a woman with very short hair and seemed to have certain tendencies, but she didn't have a sign on her. This little boy came up to Michelle. The little boy looked scared to death, honestly.
Uh-huh.
Like he didn't even want to be there.
Yep.
And the mom kind of shoved him over to Michelle. Go on, ask the question. You could hear the mom talking. The little boy whispered something to Michelle she couldn't hear, so she says, honey, I can't hear you, and gets right up close to this little boy. And she still couldn't hear what the little boy said.
Mm-hmm.
And looked to the mom, and apparently this little boy said, my mom is gay and she doesn't need fixing. And you can see the little kid's face on here. He's flushed. He's embarrassed to even be doing that. But he looked to his mom like, mom, you tell her. And mom said, no, you can tell her.
Mm-hmm.
And forced this little 8-year-old kid to tell Michelle Bachmann something that's completely pointless.
Yeah.
The point is this little boy came
is being
as a
forced
by
yes.
his homosexual mother,
yep.
who wants to prove her point to Ms. Bachmann. After the question was asked, and the little boy, who again, you got to see this kid's face, they quickly scuffled off and got out of
yep.
the way, like they did something big and brave. A homosexual forcing their little son, who's confused already because he knows he's got a dad.
Yeah.
He didn't just pop out of his mother out of, you know, the only person that ever happened with was Christ when Christ was when Mary was made pregnant by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
This thing doesn't happen in society.
Yeah, yeah.
The mother knows it.
That's where it ends right there, because when they want to advocate their confusion and perversion on other people, you just simply ask them, do you have two dads, or
that's
do you
right.
have two moms, or do you have a mommy and a daddy the way God said it should
right.
be?
And the kid knows it. This lesbian who's in utter rebellion to God and who hates a woman like Michelle Bachmann, who stands for marriage between man and a woman,
mm-hmm.
and pulls out the excuses, everybody has the same right, everybody can go get married, you just got to get married the way that the laws of nature say to get married,
yeah.
she forces her little 8-year-old.
Yeah.
Again, folks, This is their result.
This is what they're trying to do in public schools, too.
Yep. Use the kids.
That's exactly what they're doing. We just seen the Attorney General in the state of Minnesota last week using little kids.
For bullying.
And what's interesting about it is they had bullying T-shirts on, and they had little slashes through them.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't advocate or bring up the word or invoke the word homosexuals at all.
Even though that's
until
all about.
They signed it into their policies.
That's right.
Then they had a mother that was used for the LGBT to try to, again, promulgate and push down the throats of the people that which is not true at all.
Yeah, whenever you hear about bullying, do you ever hear about the Christians getting bullied at school because of their beliefs in Christ?
No, you just don't. But what's interesting is the GLSEN will tell you what it's all about.
Of course.
And what it's about is the reaffirmation of the gay lifestyle to the kids. It's not about bullying at all, folks.
Right.
And the Matthew Shepard lie as well. It's a complete lie from A to Z, and high five for ABC News, who would not promulgate their lie for them.
So they use the death of a little kid to promote their agenda. They use their little 8-year-old sons or daughters that they are confusing the snot out of.
Totally.
They allow their little 7 or 8-year-old daughters to be to claim that they're a girl even though they're a boy.
Yeah.
They're just putting their confusion on their kids. And folks, that's what happens to the education system if they normalize, which they're not normalized. As a matter of fact, there's a
Jake, can I say something to that, though?
Yeah.
Let me interject real quick. Who does this work for?
Exactly.
Lawless
people.
That's right. But who does it work for in government? It gives power to what?
That's right.
Tyranny is what it gives it.
Yep, because
and these people are being used willfully, submitting
to
the objective of the tyrants that are trying to give them excuse and a license to do whatever they want so they can confuse the masses.
That's right.
That's what. That's why it's been illegal for all the way through to our country, all the way up until 1961, folks. And I'm not. And this is not my show, but what is my show is the topic. I am sick and tired. This administration, folks, is being called out on the carpet for every single thing that they do.
That's right.
And, folks, that is the mercy of God. You must respond to it and not tolerate it.
That's right.
When you have 93 people voting to pull down sodomy laws in the military and say it's okay to have sex with animals, you have a serious issue at hand, folks.
Mm-hmm.
When your officials are being busted left and right for homosexual marriage and then resigning and then calling it allegations when it's on film, it shows you how far they're willing to go to have it their way.
Yep.
They don't care about right and wrong, folks, and that's what it's about to me. And let me say this for the record. This is not about attacking any particular people. This is about the Sons of Liberty and the American family standing up and protecting those particular people that are under attack.
Mm-hmm.
Namely, the czar, the safe school czar by Obama Nation, called Kevin Jennings, who wants to queerify the elementary. Whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. And I'm telling you what, folks, God's mercy is shining and raining down upon America right now by bringing these things to the light. Now deal with the issues at hand.
Yep. A great example of that is in New York. Everybody heard about the legislature that said that gay marriage was okay in New York. Well, Liberty Counsel actually took them to court, and the judge just ruled today, siding with Liberty Counsel, that the case may proceed to trial. These
Amen.
Things
it's
aren't
illegal.
They're not closed. They're not done.
No, but that's
He's
how the
right.
media portrays it.
That's
you got
right.
Bradley and Jake. We're going to take your phone calls right after this break. Weigh in, folks. I hope you're feeling my fire. 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-807-9977. Be right back. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com, or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Wow, that's like really thrashing stuff, Sissy. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. Welcome back to the show, folks. We got Jim from Georgia. Welcome to the show, sir. How are you?
All right. Got through to you. Excellent. Everything considered, we're doing, you know, pretty well at this moment.
That's true. Please forgive me. I get you.
No, I don't have to forgive you because... It's, this is all things considered.
Yeah, well, that's I think what America needs to do is all things considered. We got to make the most of it. And like I said right before the break, folks, God has shown his mercy upon this nation. And when he does that, he uncovers things. But we have to bring forth judgment. And when we do that and we respond to that mercy, that's how we're, you know, not observing lying vanities. What we're doing is we're dealing with those situations, and we want peace. Yep. So therefore, we need to bring forth judgment. But go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, people don't realize how much they're depending on that mercy.
Yeah, that's right.
Beyond ridiculous. I guess it'll become clearer and clearer as time goes along. I know that it's true. It's happening now. People are they're starting to learn where this real struggle is, and it is a spiritual battle. And when you have these, I'm having to censor myself so that I don't start screaming. Mm-hmm. But these idiots who can't change a light bulb except through legislation.
Mm-hmm.
And their little friends there in the governor's offices and the mayors. I mean, this is, I don't know what else to think other than, you know, that we are, the time is at hand. And it always is at hand. But I mean, everything that I see tells me that, you know, it tells me that, I mean, we are at those days. That's what everything I see tells me.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that gives us a great opportunity, Jim, if that be the case, because the Lord promises a couple things in those days. He's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh, so that gives us even more of an opportunity to convert more men. Many folks, our founders and those that came over to this country in the 1600s and prior to that, they believed in eschatology as well. The Christ was coming. It was the end of the world. The Muslims were taking over Europe. It was insane. The Roman Catholic Church and their atrocities and abominations. So what they decided is, you know what, if that's the case, then we better win the world for Christ. And ultimately what I see, too, is it's our opportunity. Anytime it does get dark, hey, you see the light shine a lot brighter when it's dark. So the darkness works for us and the light works for us, both. It's always our objective and our time, because the same way that these minority few are steering a majority, the same way that a righteous minority can steer a majority. George Washington's army was 3% of the population of the colonies. It was not big, but yet that was what was used by the power of God to establish righteousness in a nation that you and I are enjoying right now. So before we go to bed and think that it's too big or we're really on the last days, yes, their stupidity and their folly is made manifest, but it's only for us to deal with it, and we have that opportunity.
And if I can interject, how much more foolish do the American people look, and how foolish do the American people look when they tolerate these small numbers that are corrupting our country? That's what's the abomination here in the sight of God, because the righteous are going to be held accountable to a greater degree before God than the unrighteous. Now, I'm not talking about the wicked. The wicked, they know what they do, and they have coming what they have coming.
That's right.
But in the sight of God, I've said it so many times, Jim, and I'll say it again, and just to interject with what Jake is saying, listen, we wouldn't have a left if the right was doing the right thing right now.
Yep.
And that's really what it comes back to. And just like you said, Jake, I find hope. And, Jim, two things real quick on my end. Crisis. The Chinese have a word called crisis. One means opportunity, one definition, and the other definition means opportunity, and one is danger. And it's how we look at the opportunities that are in front of us right now. Everybody's talking about how it's so bad, we can't do anything about it. No, that's when God raises his church up to do something about it.
I find that historical.
That's right.
That's very encouraging, and that is the truth.
Amen.
I know that the toughest things I've ever been through in my life have ended up working out for the good of everything I was to become.
That's right.
Amen.
And that's right.
I still have more to accomplish and more to become. And I want to share this real quick.
Okay.
Number one, this bestiality thing, that is blatant proof. It should be to anyone who is questioning whether this is being led by some type of Satan, demon, you know, conglomeration. This should prove it. We've already seen all this with the little children being molested and all this. And, I mean, this is of Satan. I mean, we don't do this, you know, here. This is like when, what was the name of those guys? The angels that came and mated with the other creatures, I can't remember the name.
I'm lost, but I do know this. It's just simply this. Jim, if you're looking for somebody to have horns on their head, they don't have horns on. They have suits on. These are simply white-collar crimes, and it shows you they've uncovered themselves. They revealed themselves to the American people as to how far and how willing they are to promulgate what's really in the inside of their hearts to the American people, and it's something that the American people should not tolerate in the least degree. Now, I know, Jake, the other day you brought up about how these people are not calling for the resignation of people that are working against our foundations or a Republican form of government. No, they need to be criminalized.
That's right.
And they really do. If they're so emboldened to bring forth the fact that they want to pull down sodomy laws and in its place put in bestiality, folks, I don't need to say anything more than that.
Misled.
That's how far gone that they are, that are serving not we the people, but themselves.
Mm-hmm. And these aren't misled.
They are being exposed right now, and I'm not happy and laughing in the face that these things are happening, but I am laughing in the face of those idiots who do all these things. It makes me laugh because now they're being exposed,
it's coming all out.
That's right.
Just like the Father's word said it would.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, and it's happening all over the country. Mm-hmm. And again, this is what the mercy is that is falling upon the American people. That's exactly right, because they're willing to show themselves off now, mm-hmm. and they're emboldened to do it. Mm-hmm. And America, you need to be emboldened to stand up and say, you know what? No, it's an abomination in the sight of God. And by the way, in the sight of a little kid, it's a little common sense that, dude, this is just way out there, weird stuff. And you have an administration that is not willing to answer the questions that their buddies advocate.
Mm-hmm. And these aren't, I think what it proves, to Jim's point, is it proves that these aren't misguided, misled, sincere people. No, they've pulled their mask off, folks. They're right there in front of you. Deal with them.
That's right.
All there's left to be done. Deal with
them. And one more encouraging word to Jim and for those that are listening today. Less than 3% of America was used to establish this country under God, and now less than 3% is being used to bring forth judgment upon a wicked nation.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening.
Yep.
Call it what you want to call it, but folks, you don't need to go too far. You can just turn your TV on or your radio to see that we are under public judgments right now, and I believe it's a mercy of God to turn a nation back unto Him.
That's right. So how else, when it's revealed, we can deal with it? And that's how we heal our land, folks. It's just like when you've got a vehicle and the light goes off on the dashboard, and it says, check oil or whatever it is, hey, that's your mercy right there. Mm-hmm. That, hey, you're about to blow up your motor, so go deal with it. You go deal
that's
with it, you're blessed.
Great point. Wow. I really like that. No, that was a good one.
Yeah. It's our warning sign to deal with it.
And you know what? For the light that just went out through your analogy, my light just went on. Thank you very much. My motor's running great.
That's awesome.
Rum, rum, rum. Do you hear that?
Hey, but
that was a great analogy. Go ahead.
I was just going to... You know what? It doesn't even pay to cover that topic. Just recent. I mean, this is
why? Is it because we only have one segment left, or what?
This is how stupid and fabricated they are. I mean, Obama's down giving a speech in Kansas right now,
and he said, "Hello, Texas."
Yeah, he says
it's like 57 states in our union. The guy doesn't do anything right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it shows you, too, how fabricated and how played out. He is exactly what you said, a marionette, or what do they call that?
Ventriloquist.
There's a guy behind him being the ventriloquist. He's the doll.
That's it.
Yep.
That's why he
Carney puts on the nose. Because he's a Carney.
Boy, that's like the double dipping stooge, isn't
it? I know it is. Yeah, it's like,
it's like, how low
I'll be a
will
doll.
You go?
Say it
how
again.
Low will you go,
uh-huh.
Jay Carney?
Uh-huh. I'll go low enough to
thank
put
you.
This nose on.
Every time we play
I
that music, this
understand.
Is all for Jay Carney.
Why do people think I'm a clown? I don't get it. Oh, man.
Well, here we are, the Sons of Liberty, talking to America right now, just letting them know what's going on in their country and giving them the answers as to how to take
Amen.
It back.
And just like Jim said.
No, oh, by the way,
hope.
Nobody's going to do it for you.
That's right.
It's going to be you that does it,
it's
America.
It's responsibility. Gosh,
yes.
There's so many. I mean, folks, there's so many ways you can be effective. If you have a school board in your community, you can write letters to the editor. There is so many multiplied ways that you can apply your person to your Republican form of government and make a difference in your community.
Every step of the way.
Totally. Just as an example, I used to write letters to the editor, and I would come into work. Everybody in work had read that letter to the editor. I was one person, yet they knew that when the letter to the editor came, that's just a small example of what you can do. There is so much to do, so much to be done, and so much of a difference that you can make as, yes, little old one person.
Yeah. Now, isn't this a lot better than just scaring the bejeepers out of
people
all day long?
Oh, Islam's coming. Oh, they're destroying us.
Nor are that big, bad government. I know, folks, there's only 545 of them, and they want to use the media to make themselves look a lot bigger than what they really are.
Don't look behind the curtain.
And what happens when you stand up? Well, you get an attorney general named, what's that guy's name again? Eric Holt.
Holding the lie? Holding to deception?
We should start calling him Eric gave up the line.
Oh, you mean the guy who, like, looked at that guy with scorn when he asked him the question about Fast and Furious? And
yeah.
Said, oh, that's
well,
all the media fabricated.
Folks, it's getting a little bit deeper than just gun running. Now Mr. Issa is pointing out that there's also money laundering going on between them and the drug peddlers called the cartel in Mexico.
The illegals that then in turn give him votes and there's money. Okay.
See how that works?
Sure, sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
welcome to Texas, right?
So,
I mean Kansas. I'm sorry.
That's right. Wherever you are, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Because he's just
You're
hoping
illegal.
People are stupid enough
that's
to believe
right.
that. You know what? Maybe they believe that they were in Texas.
Maybe. Maybe Mexico's part of America.
Well, because you know his crowd was all bought and paid for
anyway.
Right,
that's right.
He can't even get
nice
people to show
you,
up to
nice
see
to
him.
See you. Yeah.
But he does have a nice black bus.
That is true.
I would love to confront this guy.
That's true.
You know, yeah. I would really love. I want to see how much he really respects our military.
Maybe he's in the holiday spirit like Carney, and maybe he'll actually talk to somebody real.
Really?
Maybe.
Without a...
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
This is the first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it. And I really appreciate your witness, just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family, peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
So we're back with Operation Fast and Furious. Wow. It says that it's marred Eric Holder's stint as Attorney General between the selling of upwards of 2,500 weapons to straw purchasers who were knowingly to pass the guns to criminals. Wow, isn't that called entrapment? The failure to trace those guns, the gun walking, the death of Border Patrol agent Brian Terry with at least 2 of those guns, and the myriad cover-ups associated with the whole operation. Folks, our Justice Department covering themselves up in their crimes. Holder's name is mud, or worse, among law-abiding citizens, and the frequently made defense that this operation was meant to draw members of the Mexican cartel out into the light for capture is as tired as it is false. What you couldn't already bring forth the law down on the crimes that they were committing already for selling drugs? Mm-hmm. So you had to put guns in their hands? Wait a second. Is this really about that, or is this about all the warfare going on between the United States and Mexico so your administration could blame the guns? And we need to have more gun control.
That's
exactly That's exactly what
I mean,
it's about.
Because crime is too rampant. We need more less guns in the hands of
Yeah, we need to open
citizens.
Ourselves up to the criminals because criminals, I guess now, Jake, what they do is they actually go down to the store, criminals do, and they apply for gun permits.
Oh, yeah, they ask the FBI. Sure, they do. I don't even think. They fly to D.C.
Just think, Jake, now they don't need to even worry about going and applying for a permit. They can just go to Eric Holder's office
and he'll just ask for a gun for them.
Yeah, and even give them money.
Wow.
That's how ridiculous this is, folks.
They got to love America. Love this.
An interesting thing happened on the way to Holder's prosecution. The DOJ added cash walking to gun walking, and now someone has to explain how the Drug Enforcement Agency laundered hundreds of millions of dollars for the Mexican cartel. Can you say creating crime? In a December 5th letter to Holder, Congressman Daryl Issa, Republican from California, brought forth this scenario with the one used to justify Fast and Furious. Apparently, the same goal of dismantling Mexican drug cartels motivated the Drug Enforcement Administration in aiding and abetting the same cartels and laundering millions of dollars in cash. In fact, the New York Times reports that agents needed to seek departments' approval to launder amounts greater than $10 million in any single operation. How does that work for you, America?
Yeah.
$10,000 or more, you're marked by your government. But I guess they don't have to worry about that because they believe they're above the law. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out whose law they're above. Officials quoted in the story said that this $10 million cap was more of a guideline than a rule, noting it has apparently been waived on many occasions to attract the interest of high-value targets. It's called entrapment, folks. It's called creating the crime, folks. It's called setting the bait, folks. Issa added, these allegations, if true, raise further unsettling questions about a Department of Justice component engaging in high-risk strategy with scant evidence of success. Specifically, they raise questions about the DEA's effectiveness in bringing down drug kingpins. And by the way, it's just a shifting of power, folks.
Yeah.
That's all this is.
Okay, you're done now. We got another one.
That's right. Underscore diplomatic concerns about Mexican sovereignty and blur the line between surveillance and facilitating crime. Wow. If it's really an infringement of sovereignty and a blurring of the lines between surveillance and facilitation, then it's a lot like Fast and Furious for sure. And that's because it's quite reminiscent of the way that the ATF sold weapons, which they wouldn't allow their agents to follow and which crossed the U.S.-Mexico border while the Mexican government was kept in the dark. Who are the criminals, folks? Holder's DOJ is dirty. End of story. D-I-R-T-Y. First there was Gun Walker, then there was Fast and Furious, and now there's Cash Walkers. And through it all, the good guys and the bad guys are hard to differentiate.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, Holder must be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the laws, by the way, that he's supposed to enforce.
Yeah, none of this crap. Oh, you should resign now. You know,
at least.
Yeah, just
how
resign.
How many people have been killed because of your fraudulence?
Yeah, that's not his fault either, though. Remember, he wouldn't even apologize. Why do I need to apologize?
Incompetence comes to mind.
Hmm.
Arrogance. Criminality.
Criminal.
Yeah. This is the DOJ that won't enforce the laws, but they'll create their own after they create the crime.
That's right.
Wow, that sounds like a politician.
Yeah.
Boy, I think I'm just going too far. I'm over the top, folks.
Maybe I just need
to turn on conservative radio and not really talk about the issues are at hand and how to bring resolve.
Or their new strategy, don't demonize their person.
Well, as long as it's not me, then I guess everything's just okay. Mm-hmm. As long as I'm safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
As long as they pat my back, right?
Sure.
You know, don't pick on their pets if they don't pick on our pets. And everybody's pets will be okay. That's why you have a Republican mayor right now busted for soliciting sex from a gay prostitute.
Wow.
He's on the other side of the aisle. I thought that was only those bad liberals.
No.
No, folks, it's those bad people, period.
That's right.
Bad.
They love to heighten the light, folks. Don't ever forget that. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted, saith the Lord.
That's right. When the wicked rule, the people mourn. When the righteous bear rule, the people rejoice.
Thank you.
So when we bear rule, folks, when you bear rule with that which you are accountable for, because you are before God, when you face God, he's going to say, what have you done? Because that's an exemplification of your love. What have you done? What has been your action? Let people rejoice at the legacy that you leave, because we got one life to live here, folks. No matter how dark it gets, we got one. And let people rejoice in your light.
The Spirit, listen to this, through doctrine saith, a wise king scattereth the wicked and bringeth the wheel over them.
Yeah.
I didn't know that a king was supposed to establish his throne in wickedness.
Yeah, find the wicked.
Hey, how's that working out for you, Obama?
Yeah, how is that working out?
Where's all your good buddies that were helping you promulgate all your crap? Where are they at now?
Must be in Texas.
They're all turning on you, aren't they, Obama? Isn't that how it works?
Yeah.
A lie is like a snowball, said the reformer Martin Luther. Mm-hmm. Once it starts, it gets bigger and bigger, and sooner or later, folks, it's going to fall right on you.
Yep.
Yeah. We become a proverb and a byword to other nations. We become a mockery because of what we tolerate. We're hated by other countries because what we tolerate our politicians to do to their countries. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's common sense. That's the good word. Let's correct ourselves. Let's judge ourselves and bring forth righteousness. Let's turn this mess upside down. It's out of hand.
To tolerate is not liberty either. Oh, well, they have their liberties. We've talked about this a number of times.
It's eating away at your liberty, folks.
Exactly. And that's not liberty at all. You don't have the liberty to take somebody else's liberty, and that's what this does. That's what unjust judgment does. And we cannot rest it, folks, no matter if you've got a suit and tie
which means
on,
pervert.
And you serve. I mean, it goes back to the analogy of where does law come from. I'm actually thinking about Blag Budjabudvich, whatever his name is.
Blagojevich.
Okay, thank you.
I told you it wasn't over with that joker.
That's right. Yeah. And he's still claiming his innocence.
Yeah.
He's going to get his chance to tell the judge what's going on.
He can tell all his buddies in prison when he gets there how innocent he is.
That's
right. Like all the rest of them are.
Because you will demand that, America. And when you demand that, then guess what? Wicked men, though they will always be around us, just like Hamilton said, avarice and ambition will always be key components of politics. But when you don't tolerate it, guess what? That avarice and ambition stays in the darkness.
That's right.
It won't come out in the light and rejoice and then claim its innocence once it's busted, folks.
Well, back to your buddy that you're talking about right now. It's interesting that he wanted to incur a national debt. That's a different issue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh,
that's
Hamilton,
how he
yeah.
would control yeah. and conglomerate the states.
Yep.
By giving
federalism
and centralizing power to a federal government. Mm. Aside of that, that's just my thought. The enemies don't argue, they shout and then they shoot. What's happening, folks?
You mean they don't compromise?
No.
You mean they're not like, I mean,
you mean they really mean what they say?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's going to be tough. Then what should we do with them?
Well, let me tell you what Saul Alinsky, the student in the White House, had actually said. He said, the issue is never the issue. The issue is the revolution. Do you want me to say that again?
So, I mean, they don't
the
care
issue
about our,
is, no.
They don't care about our children, our environment.
No.
The polar bears, they don't really care about that.
No, they don't. They use that as moneymakers to advocate and promulgate their agendas. Hmm. Right, America?
Sounds like wickedness to me. Sounds like they need to be dealt with now.
You know what? This is what I have to say. William Penn was right when he said it. Right is right, even if everyone is against it, and wrong is wrong, even if everyone's for it.
Amen.
What do you think of that one, Kathy?
That was awesome.
So, folks, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We love you by what we do. We'll talk at you tomorrow. Tune in, 2 to 3 o'clock, Central Standard Time Zone. Love you. 1 John 3:18. See ya.